EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3A, Easy to Understand and Subtitling, Element 2, Linguistic Aspects. Video Lecture, Subtitling Parameters, Visual Aspects. My name is Rocío Bernabé from the Internationale Hochschule Este in München in Germany. This video lecture focuses on the visual presentation of subtitles on screen. We will discuss how verbal and non-verbal aspects of a subtitle can be visually adapted to support perception. We're dealing with parameters that support legibility as the ability to perceive and decode information. These parameters are placement, contrast, lines, and fonts. The input provided in this video lecture has been taken from a peer-reviewed article entitled Identifying Parameters for Creating Easy-to-Read Subtitles. You can find the article in the reading list. First, placement. The Easy-to-Read guidelines published by Inclusion Europe recommend to position subtitles on the bottom of the screen, that is, on the lower third. The guidelines also recommend that this position should remain the same throughout the whole video. While Inclusion Europe emphasizes that it is very important to keep the same position, sometimes this might not be possible. For instance, when subtitles overlay relevant information on screen. In such cases, we advise you to follow the guidelines for subtitling for the deaf and hard of hearing, in short, SDH, until more research has been done in this area for easy to understand subtitles. A strong contrast between a subtitle text or foreground and the background helps viewers finding and decoding the text. The background of a subtitle can be both a dark box or the film images themselves. Either way, the recommended contrast ratio between a foreground, that is the text, or a background, that is the images or the box, should be 4.5 to 1. This is also the recommendation by current Web Content Accessibility Guidelines for AA. This ratio means that a color A needs to be 4.5 times darker or lighter than a color B. There are many free tools in the internet that you can use to test contrast ratios. For instance, I use a program or a tool called Color Contrast Analyzer. Different techniques can be used to enable strong contrast. The most common one is the use of white text embedded in a dark black box. As you know, this technique is also used in SDH subtitling. The size and transparency of a box are not standardized yet. Sometimes the box is opaque and covers the whole low third of a screen, as in this example. The advantage here is a strong contrast and that the section of a screen remain the same and static throughout the whole show. However, the disadvantage is that the box overlaps with the image to a great extent. The boxes can be transparent and smaller, that is, that they adapt to fit the size of the subtitle lines. Smaller transparent boxes are also used in standard subtitling and in subtitling for the deaf and hard of hearing. Inclusion Europe's recommendations also support the use of transparent backgrounds that enable to see the image behind the box. Not using a box at all is also a possibility. However, as you can tell from our example, ensuring a good contrast ratio throughout the whole show might be sometimes a challenging task. As for the subtitle lines, they should be static, meaning they should not be animated or move around the screen. Recommended maximum of subtitle lines is 2. Indeed, if we consider that Easy to Understand subtitles use larger font sizes than standard ones, 3 lines may be necessary. However, using 3 lines overlays the image to a great extent. The suitability of a solution for a specific audiovisual product or even a scene will depend significantly on the target audience, on the type of audiovisual content and product, and the message. Lastly, the two recommendations agree with current subtitling practice, that is, a sentence should start in a new line and that we should use a line per speaker. Currently, there is no standardized practice with regards to the number of characters in a line in easy-to-understand contexts. This means that some subtitlers use a maximum of 37 to 40 characters per line as recommended for pre-recorded subtitles. But it also means that longer lines are used, especially in intralingual subtitles. Those are subtitles in the same language. This practice is known from real-time intralingual subtitling. If we lean on empirical data from research in research for subtitling for the deaf and hard of hearing, our recommendation would be to use lines of 37 to 40 characters. Overall, it is important that the text and the image are in sync and that the information provided is linked to the images that viewers can see on the screen. The use of larger font sizes is also a visual aspect that supports legibility. Font sizes of at least 14 points are recommended in easy to read in print. However, points is not a measurement for digital formats. Instead, you can use pixels or percent or EMS values that enable you to use larger font sizes. To give you an example, 14 points in print are 18.66 pixels in digital. Similarly, 18 points in print are 24 pixels in digital. Typefaces also play a role in legibility. The aim is to use typefaces that allow viewers to recognize letters and words as fast as possible and with the less effort possible. For this reason, sans-serif typefaces such as Calibri or Tahoma or Verdana or Open Sans are recommended. Text alignment also plays a role in legibility. In easy-to-read contexts, left alignment is always used for written information. According to this recommendation, a subtitle text that expands over 2 lines should be aligned to the left. The implementation of this recommendation is sometimes not possible. For instance, some digital platforms, such as YouTube, still do not allow left alignment. This may explain actually why the implementation of this recommendation in audiovisual contexts is still lagging. Lastly, the use of subtitles should always be a personal choice. Viewers should be able to turn on and off subtitles at any time. Of course, this is only possible if we also provide clear instructions about how to do this and follow conventions that are widely used, for instance, the use of the CC button that is often used in multimedia players. CC means closed captions, and closed captions are captions that you can turn on and off at any time. In easy-to-read contexts, it is also recommended to provide access to the subtitle file itself. This file could be used by users to read the story before watching the video. Indeed, we could also provide what I like to call extended subtitle files, which may include additional information and explanations that would support understanding the storyline. To recap, in this video lecture, we have seen that a lower position as well as a good contrast, legible fonts, and shorter subtitling lines can enhance the visual presentation of subtitle events and ultimately support legibility. The fact that visual parameters for easy-to-understand subtitles are not standardized yet underlines the need to be coherent in our choices and to rely on experience on the experience in SDH subtitling. There is a long road ahead of us in terms of research, for instance, about the number of characters per line and the number of subtitle lines in easy-to-understand subtitling. As for now, many thanks for your attention. This video lecture has been prepared by Rocío Bernabé from the Internationale Hochschule ST in München in Germany, in collaboration with the Universidad de Vigo in Spain. You can reach me at rocio.bernabe@sti-münchen.de.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidad de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.